Time now for your letters. NPR's Wade Goodwin filed a story with us last week about Texas A&M students building a bonfire for this year's football game against the University of Texas. This was the first time that A&M students have built the bonfire since a dozen students died building that structure on campus back in 1999. The story provoked Holly Lee Sipples of Downers Grove, Illinois, to write, "Could someone please, at least once during the yearly bonfire story, point out the selfishness and lack of regard for the health of others enacted when hundreds of trees are cut down and doused with diesel fuel solely for the recreation of a few people?" But Laura Kniep of Bremerton, Washington, defended the students. She wrote, "I, for one, applaud these young people. I'm glad they're taking the initiative to reclaim one of their traditions. Today's parents and educators are too quick to save our youth from themselves by removing any harm from their paths. If anyone has learned from the great bonfire mishap of several years ago, it is the students themselves." Now, last week we talked to a man who's planning to return 1 million free CDs from America Online to the headquarters of America Online. We received a number of letters proposing other ideas for those CDs. Bruce Connell of the Internet recommended making them into spindles for spinning yarn. Ken Belinsky, also of the Internet, says his class is planning to incorporate them in the set design for their production of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. But Todd Dunkirk of Seal Rock, Oregon, wrote in to commiserate, "Living in a community where AOL service isn't even available without a long-distance charge, I've always found it kind of silly that they should send subscription offers to my home." Now, many, many people wrote about a story that NPR's correspondent in Beijing filed for us a couple weeks ago. Rob Gifford was reporting on a theatrical adaptation of George Orwell's classic Animal Farm, and during the play, pigs dance to this music. Robert Handloff of Washington, D.C. wrote, "As I was supposed to be hearing presumably Chinese dance music celebrating the animal's successful revolution over the farm's human owners, I instead, and quite remarkably and distinctly, heard the very klezmerish tune Mazel Tov. So I then had to imagine that, at least as the Chinese read it, Orwell's revolutionaries were Jews from Eastern Europe. Wait a sec." We turned to Rob Gifford, and Rob in turn asked the director, who said they picked the music because it's lively. Maybe all European music sounds alike in China. We welcome your comments here at wesat@npr.org, or you can write us a real letter, Weekend Edition Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name.